A recent Austrian TV drama documentary depicting the aftermath of a fictional accident at a Czech nuclear power plant has touched a raw nerve in relations between the two countries, already strained over the Czech use of nuclear energy. This time, the fictional film even led the Czech president, Václav Klaus, to pick up the phone to complain to his Austrian counterpart. Jan Richter has the story.
The catastrophic TV film The First Day was aired by Austria's public broadcaster ORF on Thursday as part of a thematic night dedicated to the 30 years anniversary of a referendum in which Austrians decided to abandon all nuclear-related projects in the country. The movie's producer Andreas Kamm of the Vienna-based MR Film Gruppe explains what the movie is about.
Basically, it's the fiction about what happens within the first day when there is a major accident at an atomic plant near the border of Austria. So what happens in the region and what happens in Austria during that first 24 hours.
But unlike Austria, literally all of its neighbors have since embraced nuclear power. The Czech Republic currently operates two nuclear power plants, Temelín in southern Bohemia and Dukovany in southern Moravia, and both of them happen to be located near the border with the country's nuclear-free southern neighbor. The choice of Dukovany, some 40 kilometers away from Austria, as the site of the fictional nuclear catastrophe evoked outrage in Prague. Czech President Václav Klaus called his Austrian colleague, the Bundespräsident Heinz Fischer, on Friday to say that the airing of the catastrophic fictional film was unfortunate, while the head of the Czech State Office for Nuclear Safety, Dana Drábová, said Dukovany ranked among the world's 10 safest nuclear power plants. But the producer of the film, Andreas Kamm, says there were no political reasons behind the choice of setting.
The reason is basically what we've been told by the experts, saying that this is the nearest atomic plant to the border. For example, it's nearer than Temelín or Bohunice, and it's built in a way that there is no containment, which would make such an accident possible. I mean, it's just a fiction, but it would make it in a way possible. And it's sort of an older plant, which has been, I think, planned by the end of the 70s.
The Czech ambassador to Vienna, Jan Koukal, for his part, didn't like how the film depicted the initial chaos and the failure of the Czech authorities to provide Austria with vital information in the wake of the accident. In reality, he says, Czech-Austrian cooperation in nuclear-related issues is much smoother.
Well, definitely it is much better because we have now two agreements between Czech Republic and Austria. There are various means and very secure flows of really everyday information. I'm getting part of that on my computer because I should be also very well informed to be able to discuss various things. So I know that both countries are cooperating much better than it was presented in television program.
The producer of the TV film Der Erste Tag, Andreas Kamm, says this was only a fiction, and then the strong reactions from Prague surprised him.
I didn't expect it, because it's a fictional program. I wouldn't understand why there's such a nervosity in politics about a film which just shows a fiction about what might possibly happen, and which clearly states that this is a fiction.
Andreas Kahn, producer of that Austrian drama documentary about a fictional Czech